Shabbos morning. Erev Shabbos. Parshas Bamidbar. In the situation of Corona. And we have a little less than a week till Shavuos. So I'd like to speak about Shavuos, a prerequisite to Shavuos, and how it ties into where we are, Bismanenu, right now. Okay, when I first came over the show a little bit more than 32 years ago, we spoke often about a Rashi. This Rashi is in Parshas Yisro. And Rashi says, this is in Yud-Tes, Pasuk Beis, Vayisu Mirafidim. They traveled from Rafidim, Vayavo Midbar Sinai, and they came to Midbar Sinai, Vayachanu. And they camped, Bamidbar, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor. And he, Yisrael, was near the mountain. So Rashi asked the question, Vayisu, plural. Vayavo, plural. Vayachanu, plural. Vayichan, singular. The famous Rashi, quoting Chazal, Mechilta, Ki Ish Echad, Belev Echad, Klal Yisrael came to Arsinai Kishachod Belevacha, like one man with one heart. And we spoke about this many, many times, speaking about the concept of Achlus. Kishachod Belevacha. Okay. I'm just checking in, Rabbi Say. Everybody can hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, yes. Good. Good, good, good. Okay, now, this concept of Achlus always needs Hesber. Very often people say, Achdus means we're all together, we're all together, as long as you agree with me. If you don't agree with me, there's really no Achdus. Very often the people who preach it the loudest, or whatever, Achdus can sometimes be very very elusive. So I'd like to talk about three different disputes, major machloikis in Klal Yisrael over the last number of years. I think it's extremely, extremely relevant. Okay. When we first got married, I myself never drank a cup of tea. I don't think I ever drank one cup of tea before I was married. I'm drunk. I don't drink tea. Anyways, it was the first Shabbos, and my wife had not made sense, and she wanted a cup of tea, so I looked it up, and Shimon Eider Zatzal, Talmud of Moshe, one of the first people to write for him in English, La Halacha. Shimon Eider quotes Moshe and says you can make a cup of tea on Shabbos using a tea bag and a kli shlishi. Urn is called kli rishon. Pour it into a cup, kli sheni. Second cup is kli shlishi. And now you have a cup of water, and you can put a tea bag into that cup of water because the kli shlishi, if the water is now in its third vessel, it doesn't cook. Even Kali Abishal, without going into all the terminology, la halacha, it's mutter to make a cup of tea that way in Shabbos. Then we moved from Lakewood to Chicago. We started learning Masechta Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos. And I remember learning in the Kollel, and somebody pointed out to me that the Aruch HaShulchan says that making tea with a tea bag in a Kli Shlishi on Shabbos is a Chiyuv Skila. Chiyuv Skila. Okay, so Father Moshe said it's okay. Aruch HaShulchan says Chiyuv Skila, so we started making sense. And the rest, as they say, is history. But I want to understand something here. Here's a cup of hot water, boiling hot water. It's kli shlishi, boiling hot water. You burn your finger, you put your finger in it. And you put a tea bag in it, you got to make yourself a cup of tea. Zucker Moshe Feinstein, mutter lechatzila to make yourself a cup of tea. Talk to Aruch HaShulchan, the Rav of Navardik. Aruch HaShulchan. He says, you chayv skila. Chayv skila. Haven't spoken about this in a while, but I used to make my hands into a cup. Those people watching the live stream, put in the cup, put in the tea bag. According to Moshe Feinstein, mutter, two eight of our straw, according to our Hashulchan, chayv skila. Skila. When Rav Schwab was a young man, it's Yadua, the story that after he left, I believe it was after he left the Mir Yeshiva, he was going back to Germany. And he wanted to see the Gedolim. He wanted to see the Gedolim of Eastern Europe. He didn't know if he ever come back to Eastern Europe. A famous story. He spent Shabbos with Rav Chaim. Famous story. He also went to Rav Chaim Weiser. And he asked Rav Chaim Weiser a shaila. Schwab was a young man. He asked Rav Chaim Weiser the following shaila. Is it mutter to shake a woman's hand? So Rav Chaim Weiser said, ask me an easier shaila, like mattering an aguna. It's a famous line from Reb Chaim Weizer. What does that mean? Matrin and Aguna from the hardest shilas in halacha. Ask me an easier shalik, Matrin and Aguna. Said Reb Chaim Weizer afterwards, that here's a young man. He's going back to Germany. In Germany, in those days, men would shake women's hands. In Poland, Vilna, at that time, shaking a woman's hand was Yarek Bel Yavah. For halacha, the stipler writes, shaking a woman's hand is Yarek Bel Yavah. I know personally a couple who got engaged, close friend of mine. Kala is one of my wife's closest friends. The cousin Kala, my friend grew up in Washington Heights, they went to Rav Broya and saw the Rav. Say Mazel Tov. And Rav Broya stuck out his hand to shake the Kala. He stuck out his hand to shake the Kala's hand. So, in Germany, they held that shaking a hand is not considered derech chiba. Not considered derech chiba. As I just said, the stipler said, it's Yarek Bel Yavah. So I thought that the machlokes between Rav Moshe and the Aruch HaShulchan was mutter stila. That's as far apart as you can get. No. Here's the stipler of Yarek Bel Yavah, and here's Rav Broya Zatzal, and it's mutter l'chatchila. I thought that was it. And for years I thought that this second machlokes, it is impossible to go any further. Mutter l'chatchila, Yarek Bel Yavah. Then it came to a third machlokes. And I don't want to get in, I know, tell you, I'm not discussing that issue right now. But I want to discuss an issue that relates to Eretz Yisrael. Kiyadua, the Satmar Rebbe's Zatzal's Shitas, which I'm not going into, but we know that he had some very strong opinions. And the Satmar Rebbe Zatzal held to vote in Israeli elections, Yarek Bel Yavah. The Satmar community in Eretz Yisrael out of Yoyim, Mei Yeshorim, they don't vote. Finish. Satmar held Yarek Bel Yavah, Yarek Bel Yavah. Rav Shach is, I don't know how old he is, 99, 100, 101. And it's the day of the Israeli elections. Rav Shach Zatzal went to vote by ambulance. See what's going on here. Yarek Bel Yavah, Mesiras Nefesh. Yarek Bel Yavah, Mesiras Nefesh. Let's go. Skila, Mutla Chathila. Mutla Chathila, Yarek Bel Yavah. Yarek Bel Yavah, Mesiras Nefesh. I want to ask you a question. Would the Aruch HaShulchan have invited Rav Moshe Feinstein to his daughter's chasa? Would the stipler have allowed Rav Broya Zatzal to be at his child's chasa? Would the Satmar Rebbe do the same with Rav Shach? There's no shaila on this question. The answer is unequivocally yes. There's no shaila. The answer is unequivocally yes. They disagreed. Very. the disagreement is humongous. Humongous. No question. They would celebrate together at each other's simchas. Okay. Now you want to know which machlokes would they not celebrate together at each other's simchas? That's for another shmooz. I will tell you which machlokesim they would not celebrate at each other's simchas. I don't want to discuss it right now. Not my point. I want to ask you another question. Is there another prerequisite or maybe another result of Matan Torah? And for the first time it hit me that there is, and it's extremely important. Yisrael b'yaraisa b'kutche b'richu. Klal Yisrael, Torah, kutche b'richu. There's a song we sing. And we sing this song on Shavuos. We sing this song on Simchas Torah. Yisrael, be a raisa kuncha bichu chadu. Klal Yisrael, the Torah, and a kuncha baruchu are one. What does that mean? So there's big talk about this in the famous Sefer Nefesh HaChayim. Kishanachnu oiskim bakaroi, when we learn Torah, ya kuncha baruchu, be a raisa of Yisrael, kulo chadu. Shkol echa mi Yisrael, famous word, everybody in Klal Yisrael, Sherish Nishmasai, his neshama is attached to one of the letters in the Torah. Kutcha Brichu. As a matter of fact, in Rosh Heimberg's yeshiva, they told me that he did not sing the song this way. He sang the song that Kutcha Brichu, via Raiso, via Yisrael Chadu. Okay, but whichever way it goes, we're one. Now, what does that mean, we're one? Yisrael, we are right, so we understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Torah. The Torah is the manifestation of Kodesh Baruch Hu's Dibur. The Torah is how it's talking about Raisa Bore Alman. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. Yisrael, we are right. Excuse me. Kodesh Baruch Hu, we are right. What's Yisrael? The answer is that a Yid, only us, we said Nasa V'Nishma. In order to get to say Nasa V'Nishma, it had to be Kish Yachad V'Lei V'Chod. The result of Kish Yachad V'Lei V'Chod and the result of Nasa V'Nishma is Yisrael V'Yaraisa Kutcha B'Richu Chadu. And I'm wondering, it's not all the same thing. If there's Achdus, the Achdus create that we can become Kish Yachad V'Lei V'Chod, which gives us the ability to be able to be in Mount Torah, which then we said Nasa V'Nishma, which makes us one. The biggest Achdus in the world is Yisrael V'Yaraisa Kutcha B'Richu Chadu. But that requires Nasa V'Nishma. What's Nasa V'Nishma mean? We'll listen and we will do, which means we accept. What do we accept? We accept Tariq Mitzvahs. Included in accepting Tariq Mitzvahs is accepting the Ratzon Hashem. Accepting the Ratzon Hashem means even when we may not understand it, perceive it, or even desire it. And now I'm wondering, one of the greatest Yidden who ever lived in the history of Klal Yisrael, a Yid about whom it was said that he should be the person who really gives the Torah to Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the one who gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, said that Rabbi Akiva should really give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva taught us this incredible lesson which is brought down to Shulchan Aruch, which is what? Koma Adobe Rachmana Latavu. I've spoken a lot about that over the years. And I never realized that maybe that statement, Koma Adobe whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, he does Latav, that's also Achdus. That means I'm accepting what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. I'm accepting what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Last week we spoke about the Diak Litav from the Medrash Shmuel, but now the Vaisa Litav, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, I accept it. Achdus in the highest level. Okay, one more minute, we'll stop. I said this last night when we spoke, Divrei Chizuk. I want to repeat it. There may be some chalukei deis between different groups of rabbanim in our city, and that's all it is. There's no machloikis. And in the general statement, in the general statement of what we have to do during this month of Corona, everybody agrees. The question, I don't mean to minimize the question. Do we open this week? Do we open next week? But don't make a tumult about it. Stop it. It's not a tumult. It's not a tumult. Focus on the 99% of things that everybody agrees about. All the rabbanim in the city. There's no such thing as having a minyan without social distancing. Everybody agrees. Social distancing means 10 people in masks and gloves. Everybody agrees. A minyan without those things is not permitted. Everybody agrees. Not maintaining social distancing when people are speaking to each other. Everybody agrees. 10 children playing together in a park without social distancing. Everybody agrees. Us. Should not be done. Everybody agrees. Don't allow the HR to focus. Okay, you'll get open. When are you going to open? How you going to open? Where you going to open? Lazat. Similar to the one who said, oh, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, but he also can make a tea, he can make tea with a tea bag. All's up. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has got a lot of door. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has got a lot of door. They had a disagreement. Fine. Skila. Good. Skila. What the? Yeah, good. How many things in Yiddishkeit did the Aruch HaShulchan and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein agree with? The ganze Welt held, or the Hirsch that's all created in Europe, incredible. Nobody argued. They argued a certain protest that a Hirsch said were okay and others said they couldn't do it. Good, they argued. And so too was Enikul Rabroya Zatzal. They argued. Yeah, they argued. What does that do with anything? Ah, you want to make a tumble, see the difference, make a tumble. Achdus means I can disagree with you and respect you. A higher level of Achdus is Yisrael, Yeraisa, Kutchim, Brichu, Chanu, that I'm willing to accept everything Achchem says. How will I do it? Right. The boy says this way, Archangel says that way, Cyprus says this way, Shaktus says this way, Sat Rebbe says that way, Rebbe says this way. But I'm accepting the Dvar Hashem. Yisrael, Yeraisa, Kutchim, Brichu, Chanu. Zokim Kiva. Zakrib Yakiva, on the top of all of that, Koma Dabarachmar Latabu, Koma Dabarachmar Latabu. I want to be in Corona. I want to be in my house. And now we're going to creep back into Shulam, he said last night, squeeze open the door a little and crawl in. And he's going to do it this way. He's going to do it this time. He's going to do it this way. He's starting today, he's starting tomorrow, he's starting next week, he's starting 3 weeks. Laws up. We're blessed to be in a city with Rabbanim Chashuvim, Rabbanim were trying to do this Dvar Hashem. Less than a week till Har Sinai. You think all the Yidden agreed? Kishachad Belevechad does not mean they all agreed. We know they came through the Yamsuf in different pathways. Ad Kidei Kachna, some people say every Jew had his own pathway through Kriyas Yamsuf. Forget about every Sheamus. So Hashem speaks out of the Medrash, every Jew. Every Jew was there to cobble the Torah in his own way. One ice, one letter for every Jew in the Torah. 600,000 pshatim. We're going to make it, Rabbi Yisai. A lot of work. A lot of work. Achdus is a challenge. Kabbalah, everything Hashem does is a challenge. Is a challenge. Everything's a challenge. When there's no challenge, there's no life. We have to know what the challenge is. We will rise to the occasion, as Hashem is Baruch, and we will make it. We should be Zoicha. We should be Zoicha. The city of Sheikh Prista, Adash Yeshurin, the shuls on Tui, the shuls in West Rogers Park, the shuls in Peterson Park and West Rogers Park, the shuls in Peterson Park, West Rogers Park, in Skokie and Lincolnwood, all the shuls in Illinois, all the shuls in the entire country, all the shuls in the whole world should agree to follow the Dvar Hashem. And all the shuls who follow the Dvar Hashem will be lifted up and taken to our Tzeinu HaKidosha. And once again, we will be saying Nasa V'Nishma together in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of Klal Yisrael together. Shul V'Zeich HaMatzliach, we have a lot of work to do, a lot of work to do until Erev Shavuos, a lot of work to do, and we've got some people who have volunteered to participate in a lot of this legwork, a lot of this legwork. Shul V'Zeich have a wonderful Shabbos. A wonderful Shabbos. And we should be zeicher to go to next week. Rosh Chodesh, Shlosh Yemei Hagbalah, Erev Shavuos, Kabbalat HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can turn everything around in a second. We should be zeicher to be able to see the Kabbalas to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Meher V'Yameinu. Hatzlacha Rabbah, and have a wonderful Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, everybody. Good Shabbos.
Shabbos.